Well, hello, Audio Boo. It's all one word here. And coming out of breath with a cold, walking up a hill. So, we've just parked at the Pont Ar Daff car park, just outside of Brecon, in Wales. And we're going to go up Penny Fan. Oh, I'm out of breath because I'm full of cold. All the clan are here. Sarah and I are the camels. Weather is a bit drafty like. The rain is holding off. We can see, can now see the summit of Penyfan, which was, up until about 3 minutes ago, shrouded in cloud.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
We have Harry and Jessica. This is the furthest they'll ever have done.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So we've got Harry and Jessica, and this is going to be a bit of a challenge for them. Also, the car parks along here are rammed full. Because there's some kind of charity event on. So the majority of walkers, when we pulled up, we did notice on this first section, must have been about 400 people, and they're all dressed in onesies, which is what you want to be going up this hill in when it's threatening rain. Actually though, I can hardly breathe. Actually, there's only a 30% chance of rain, albeit we might get to drizzle on and off. It's all right though, we're all Gore-Texed up, we've got waterproof trousers for the kids and us, so if it rains we shouldn't get wet. Oh, I can't taste anything, head's pounding, can't breathe. Lungs feel like the size of oranges, but it's beautifully fresh. So as I walk up here on my left now, got a river, a couple of small waterfalls. The river, Blentaff 4 is the river on my left. The waterfalls are marked in the map. And for those who are interested, I'm currently at grid reference Sierra November 99452015, an 8-figure grid. Let's take a picture. All right. So I wanted to take a picture of me with a big hill behind me. It's great to be back. Hang on, are we still recording here? Woo! So, I'll speak to you a bit further up. Ciao for now. Hello, we're back. We're on the cop of... on the cop? We're on the top of Corn D. It's spelled D-D-U. it was a bit windy coming up. We probably had, just as we came up onto the top, probably 100 mile an hour gusts, so kind of had to hold on to the kids and hope that I didn't get blown off. Yeah, so we just stopped on the cairn there for about 5 minutes to get a sandwich into us. Put Harry's warm waterproof trousers on, these padded ones that we just got him yesterday. West Kent is now. Keep getting glimpses of things around us, but got a couple of pictures which have I'm holding the dog. His dog's pulling us over. Molly, what's this? Good girl. I'm kind of firing them up to the map that I'm currently sharing live on sharingadventure.com. This is a bit naughty. Okay, so it's about to get very windy as we go down to the side of Corn D on the Penyfan. Yeah, I know. So we'll see in a bit. So they were the first two bits I recorded, and after that, well, actually a little bit before that, it was far too windy. So this next clip is back in the motorhome again. Here you go. Well, hello, Audio Boo fans. We're back. It's what time was it? 13:18. Eh? What time was it? Oh, my watch has changed. The GPS. It's 20 past 2. And we have been up Corndee, Pennyfan, and we're back. No dramas whatsoever. So if a three-year-old boy can do it, anybody can do it. The weather's been all right. It only just started raining, just as we had, like, what, 400 metres to go? Let's turn that down.
500 metres.
I don't think the rain started up there, though. Yeah, well, it was. I know, but we were in the clouds the majority of the time. Bit windy at times. 100 mile an hour gust going on to the top of Corndee. But as I say, if that little 3-year-old can handle it, I'm sure anybody can. So I've shared the map live to shireadventure.com. I've tweeted some pictures out. And currently in the background, uploading some images to Flickr. Lots of people, yeah, we're just talking about people wearing inappropriate clothing. Looking at one guy now wearing a black... Bearing in mind that it's cold out there, it's windy, it's wet. There's a guy wearing a black T-shirt and those grey jogging trousers, that, you know, the fleecy type, and a pair of canvas deck shoes. That's what he went up in. And here he is back, and he's soaking wet. Surprise, surprise. Car park's full. There's a busload of Duke of Edinburgh people from Aylesbury... in Buckinghamshire. I'm saying that. The bus is from Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire. What school was it? Berkhamsted School here. That's maybe them. So they're all doing Duke of Edinburgh. So I heard them talking. Bronze Award. And looks like they're just about to set off. they're invariably doing an overnighter. They're carrying... sleeping bags and tents and roll mats. And what's funny is that there's a few people haven't protected those items from the wet. And those items being strapped to the outside of a rucksack are, guess what? Yeah, going to get soaking wet. So we're all happy in here? Yeah, well, that's a different group over there. They're clearly older people. There's another group of hikers. Looks like they're receiving some kind of brief from a guy who looks like a bit of a mountain dude with all his gear. Actually, a lot of people there with very inappropriately dressed. Oh, my life. They are. Those three young girls, they're going up there. They are, look. You need a waterproof. There's a girl... The wind... You got 100 mile an hour winds up on Corndee. There's a girl just going up. We've seen loads of people in just T-shirts, though, haven't we? That girl there wearing those tight grey fleecy jogging trousers, flapping her arms now. Can you see her? About, what, 250 metres away? Going up the hill. They've got no kit. And there was times that, you know, visibility was down to, what? About 5 metres when we're in the cloud. There's that family now at the burger van that were talking to me. They, as we were coming back down the hill, there was a family said, are there any other ways up Corndee? I said, yeah, just go around the back, which was the way that we just come. And you're going along the, you know, about what, 40, 50 metres lower than across the, onto the top and across the, to the summit. And she says, the woman, she says that they tried it, but they had to come down with their kids because their kids were getting blown off the top. Admittedly, I had to carry Harry at one point because he was going to get blown off. But there you go, lots of people wearing very inappropriate clothing. I've seen people wearing, more people wearing trainers than, as in running shoes,
than at least trekking trainers, at the very least. Now, these are the type of people who were not running up the route. We did see a few fell runnery type people. But a lot of people wearing trainers. Well, he walked past us, so I don't know how far he got up, because he just passed us where those, that guy wearing the Illuminous jacket is. And he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt. He's wearing more clothes on his upper half. There's a lot of rugby type teams here. There was at least three rugby teams coming down when we were going up.
Were
there? Yep. Well, I'll say young youths, just kids. Wonder how far up they got. Because we passed them just not far up. A lot of people here who couldn't have gone up even to Corn D, never mind Pennyfarn. Judging by the fact that they're down here now. But I think the weather's actually closing in. I think it's getting more drizzly. The cloud is certainly lower now than it was. Look at the cloud level here, you see it? Yeah, I think we did it at perfect time, to be honest. And even that was a little bit later than I thought we should have gone up. But never mind, there we go. There's me, full of cold. So, back home. And
we should get home around 6.
I don't think so. Okay, we're going. Say goodbye tomorrow.
Bye.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, funny. See ya.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.